From Wondery, I'm Virginia Madsen, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode will bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is The Playground Warriors.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Okay, toddlers, you know the drill. We may be outnumbered, but we will not be outwitted. It's time to show these goblins who's boss. Edward was surrounded on all sides by a merry band of playground warriors. He was a little small for a 12-year-old, and also a bit sunburnt, but he took great pride in his rank. As class monitor, it was his job to take care of these tiny people. Deep down, he knew that they didn't need babying. They needed to find their courage on the playground battlefield. And he would be the one to lead them to victory. "Wait for it. Easy does it," said Edward as they marched towards the enemy. "Hold still. Now... advance!" Edward's battle cry rang out as he and his little warriors made their advance across the playground. Their paper helmets jostled as they waved gift-wrapped rolls fiercely in the air.
"You'll never defeat the little warriors, evil goblins! Roar!"
The dark goblins of beyond were made of shadows and had cold blue eyes. Mona, one of the bravest of the little warriors, remained courageous.
"Do your worst, goblins. We will not surrender," she cried.
Suddenly, forces collided. The battle had begun. A cloud of dirt engulfed them as they met their imaginary foes. Shards of grass lifted into the breeze. Mud splattered their cheeks. Though the little warriors were few, they were fearless.
"Remember, our freedom is at stake," cried Edward.
They made skilled use of their gift wrap rolls, shouting and playing with intensity and vigor. But something unexpected brought the intense battle to a halt. Mrs. Chamberlain wore a yellow dress shaped like a tulip. She rang the lunch bell with both hands and addressed the warriors.
"Children, time for lunch."
Silence fell on the playground. Gift wrap rolls fell to the muddy grass. The toddlers turned to Edward for further instruction. He looked serious as he caught his breath. Then his lips spread into a wide smile.
"Last one to the cafeteria is a besmirched baby. Arr!"
He rushed off between the little warriors. They raced after him to the school doors. Edward made merry towards his sack lunch. The little warriors bit into sandwich triangles and chomped on apples. Then, the unusually high-pitched voice of Mr. Trim made itself known.
"Edward, may I speak with you for a moment?"
"You may," said Edward.
Mr. Trim was the headmaster of the school. His belly sometimes peeked out beneath his button-down shirts. And he liked to wear badges that said things like "believe and succeed" and "walk the talk." They walked down the school hallway away from the din of the banquet hall.
"The thing is, Edward, I've been getting complaints about playtime," said Mr. Trim.
"From the children?" asked Edward. Mr. Trim cleared his throat.
From the teachers. The little ones are coming back to class covered in mud. Mucky footprints through the hallway, sticky fingerprints on the tables. Grass everywhere. We'll have to cancel outdoor playtime.
But, sir, we can't do that, Edward protested. They love outdoor playtime. It's helping them to become good citizens.
Good citizens practice cleanliness,
blustered Mr. Trim.
The parents agree. They'd like to replace playtime with nap time.
Edward stared blankly at him. Mr. Trim pressed on.
Will you tell them, Edward? They really adore you.
Edward sat there, trying to make sense of it all, then quietly agreed. After lunch, Edward rallied his troops.
Little warriors, gather round.
The band of warriors formed a circle. A tiny voice cried out. Kai was the shortest, but a mighty fellow nonetheless.
What is it, Edward?
Asked Kai. Edward spoke gravely.
I am the bearer of bad news. Sadly, we have been banished from the battlefield. I mean, playground.
Long faces spread throughout the group.
Edward reassured them.
Dry your eyes, small champions. Stay strong. You are still little warriors.
But who has done this to us, Edward?
Kai protested. Edward looked Kai straight in the eye.
'Twas a familiar villain, the darkest of all knights. It was none other than Nap.
They trembled at the very thought.
Nap time had returned.
And so, the playground battlefield became but a dream from the past. A dream that would carry the little warriors to sleep during the new, dreaded nap time.
Meanwhile, Edward sat on a red plastic chair, bored out of his mind.
He watched as the toddlers took unwanted rest. Their hopeful eyes had been forced shut. For now.
Mona clawed at the edges of her blanket.
Edward, I don't like this. I miss the playground.
Edward attempted to brighten her spirits.
Shh, shh. Dream, mighty warrior. Dream of the theater of combat.
What's the theater of combat?
Asked Kai, puzzled.
The playground. As I was saying, dream of the playground and defend it in your imaginations.
A season passed, and the children grew weary. Fall leaves gathered across the deserted playground. It was time for the annual Parents' Day. And Edward had a plan. He urged the little warriors to behave themselves and show the grown-ups how wonderfully they could nap. And so the children did behave, while Edward plotted their path to victory. Halfway through nap time, Edward crept out of the room and headed to the cafeteria with a bag of balloons. He ran the tap and quickly filled each balloon with water. Then he loaded them into crates. Finally, he carried these crates to the banquet hall. In a matter of minutes, Edward was tiptoeing back down the hallway towards the snoring toddlers. As he entered, dozens of little eyes blinked open and watched curiously.
Little warriors, Edward whispered. We must defeat the mighty Nap. Today is our chance.
We've lived long enough under Nap's tyranny,
Kai added, wearing his signature toothless grin. The toddlers raised a hushed cheer.
Follow me, warriors. To the playground!
Edward and the little warriors tiptoed into the hallway.
Be vigilant,
whispered Edward.
I sense their eyes upon us.
He stooped to avoid the windows as he led them to the banquet hall, when a shadowy figure appeared.
I thought you kids were supposed to be napping. Mona, you should know better.
The little warriors found themselves face to face with a grown-up that looked a lot like Mona's dad. This had to be an imposter, working for the Dark Knight, Nap.
Friend or foe?
Edward demanded.
Friend? What exactly are you kids doing?
These are the little warriors, and we are on a mission,
Edward proclaimed.
And what mission might that be?
To reclaim the playground in the name of all that is honest and true.
The little warriors cheered in unison.
I see, said the man who looked distinctly identical to Mona.
Nap, the Dark Knight, took away our playtime,
explained Kai.
We're going to defeat them, cried Mona. Right, Edward?
Right,
shouted Edward. The warriors cheered again. The imposter thought hard for a few seconds. Eventually, he grunted and declared,
This is indeed a tough mission of the utmost importance. You will need my help to succeed. I was once the, lead villain for the region, but now I understand your predicament.
Edward's eyes lit up.
Will you help us, friend?
I will, said the Mona Dad man.
Edward pointed down the hallway at the double doors.
There, friend, is the gate to the grounds of play. But our villainous enemies seem to have captured the cafeteria.
The cafeteria? That's where all the parents are. Oh, yes, the villains are in there eating cucumber sandwiches. The blasted beagles.
Edward began to doubt himself.
There's so many of them. Maybe we should accept defeat.
The imposter chipped in with more gobbledygook.
A blast! Wait right here, jackals and, goblins. I'll take care of this.
Edward's face turned steely.
Little warriors, we must prepare for battle. I can feel it in my bones.
The little warriors marched out onto the playground and lined up in formation. The sparkle of hope in their eyes had returned. Edward knelt by their side.
No matter what happens, know that I have cherished my time serving you, little friends.
The little warriors nodded in acknowledgement. They waited for what felt like an eternity.
Until at last, the villains approached the battlefield.
These villains looked like much older, larger versions of the little warriors. The parent rebellion was upon them. Mr. Trim waddled towards them, his shoes submerged in the mud.
What's going on here, and what's in those crates?
Water balloons, cried Edward defiantly.
Sure enough, between the kids and the grown-ups lay Edward's crates of colorful water balloons. The original imposter, whose resemblance to Mona's dad was truly uncanny, stepped forward.
We accept your challenge to a water balloon contest. I mean, balloon battle.
I knew it, Edward cried out. He is one of them.
The little warriors' faces twisted intensely. They gripped their water balloons while trying to look menacing at the same time. Then
came the signal they had all been waiting for.
Advance!
The little warriors roared into action. The villains raced forward. The first of the balloons soared across the playground and burst into puddles of water. Each projectile landed with a varying degree of success. The water balloon fight was in full flow. As the sky exploded in a rainbow of colorful balloons, Edward laughed. Splashes of water dripped from the little warrior's hands, boots, ears, and chins. They looked so cheerful and cleaner than they had in weeks. The grown-ups, on the other hand, were doing their best to dodge the water balloons. Unlike his comrades, they were newcomers to the warrior way of life. And they were still covered in mud. Suddenly, a great guffaw caught Edward's attention. Oh! It was Mr. Trim. He had fallen in a great puddle of squelchiness and was now engulfed from head to toe in mud. Edward met his eye. They looked at each other. In an instant, they both burst out laughing.
I must say, Edward, all this larking around with water balloons is really rather...
Mr. Trim trailed off. Edward grinned.
Rather what?
Mr. Trim wiped himself down and stood up.
Well, it's all rather good, clean fun, I'd say. How about outdoor playtime every Monday and Friday?
Mr. Trim offered a muddy hand for Edward to shake.
Throw in a Wednesday and you've got a deal.
Done,
said Mr. Trim. They shook hands. In an uncharacteristic move, Mr. Trim jumped up and down with glee. Mona's dad, imposter, laughed.
Having fun, Mr. Trim?
Mr. Trim straightened himself out.
Everything is in order. Mona's dad.
Kai jumped into the middle of the action to announce the state of play.
Stand down, mortal grown-ups, or prepare to face total splashy madness. Roar!
Kai burst a water balloon over his own head in sheer commitment to his fierce warrior dance. Mona's dad imposter cleared his throat.
We are no match for the mighty little warriors. We surrender.
The children yelled triumphantly as the last of the villains laid down their balloons.
Never again will the villainous Nap stand in the way of playtime,
Edward declared. He grinned as big and little warriors laughed and enjoyed the first truce ever to be called on this warrior playground. Suddenly, the bugle of battle sounded. Edward's voice rang out.
Yonder, little warriors! The dark goblins of beyond are back!
Mona stepped to the front and roared.
Advance!
And with that, the little warriors charged bravely forward with heads held high and fierce imaginations as their only shield.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. I'm your host, Virginia Madsen. Brian White is our associate producer, audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Janine Cornelo, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.